Hello, hello. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. This is Weezer Wednesday, and I am Grace Heron. And today, I'm having a little bit of a crisis because my co-host is not here. My co-host, for those who know, is Zoe Cadman. She is doing a study abroad for a week in the summer in Greece. So she has to go to an onboarding session, but next week, for our last episode, we will have her back. While I wait for my special, amazing, awesome guest to join us, Akash B, it will just be me for now, and I will be talking a little bit about what happened this past week. Right now, we have Us and Them playing by Pink Floyd. This song really gets me my feels. Why am I my feels, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you, because I just saw George Clanton and Tizo Touchdown. And the semester is ending. And oh my gosh, live music just really does something to me. And ever since I've seen these concerts, I've been feeling very sentimental. Mostly because this semester was my favorite semester so far at UMD. I have had so much fun. And a huge part of it is the fact that I think music has become such a centered aspect of my life this semester. I'm a bioengineering major, and of course I love my major, of course. But I would say what really gives me life is the ability to listen to music and talk about it and engage with it so heavily. And ever since I was invited to be a co-host of Weezer Wednesday with Zoe, it's really given me a chance to center music as a priority for me. And hi, Ella's joined me. And yeah, honestly, it's been really great. So I'll let Us and Them play for a bit, and then I'll play a little PSA, and then I'll come back in with a little Weezer, because what the heck, it's Weezer Wednesday. And then hopefully after that we'll have Akash B. He's running a bit late. Akash, where are you? So yeah, so let this play for a bit. I know Us and Them is like a 7-minute long song, so I won't let you get into your feels for too long, and then I'll come back with an awesome PSA. But I will see you soon. Bye. And in the end,
speech problems. Who's got them?
If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Hello, we are back. Oh, and my co-host is here. Not Zoe Cabin, but Akash.
Hi. Wait, hello?
Oh, I'm going to turn. There we go.
Hello. Turn up a little more, I think.
Okay, can you...
Hello. Wait, is it right? Hello? That's me. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but I'm not sure of, like, the quality. I can't hear you talking in my headphones. Can you hear yourself talking?
Hello.
Excuse the technical difficulties.
Hello. Okay, so...
Is it not working? Do you want to just come use my microphone?
I can't do anything.
I know.
People, I mean, then me and MC.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Give a little intro.
Okay. Oh, it's like, it doesn't...
Yeah, it doesn't...
Bello. Bello, I'm Akash. I'm Zoe and Grace's friend.
Yay!
Should we...
Hello, Ella.
Okay, wait.
Hello, I'm Ella. Also Grace and Zoe's friend.
Yay! Oh my gosh, we have a full house in here today. This is awesome. So, while we talk, I'm going to play a little tune in the background. Let's pick a good one, shall we? How about... La 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 la.
Oh.
Slowpoke.
Yeah.
Which is, Akash is maybe your favorite?
Yes, I love Slowpoke.
Oh, nice, so nice.
I was the one who put this on.
So, as we listen to some Slowpoke and talk, I have a question for both of you, actually. What are you passionate about? Like, what do you, what wakes you up in the morning, and what do you look forward to every day, and what do you think gives you life aside from work?
So, I was actually thinking about this yesterday at McDonald's, because I got back at 1:50, and I was like, oh, I need food. And I'd say, like, keeping busy with things that fulfill me, I think, is what ultimately I like. And also, like, hanging out with friends, I've realized this is what fulfills me. Is this how this works? Like, you play a song and then we just talk away? Oh, I see.
Okay.
Hello, I am a minion and I like banana.
Hello. Okay, Ella's turn.
I didn't expect to be asked a question. What I'm passionate about, probably languages at this point in my life. I'm really passionate about it. I don't know. Just the idea of, like, learning as many languages as I want, or, like, as I can throughout my life makes me really happy. I don't know how possible it is, but got two down. Just French and English.
That's awesome.
But I'm trying to master French before I move on, so that's what I'm passionate about.
Oh, fun fact.
Zoe and Ella both went to a French immersion middle school. Fluent.
Elementary school.
Fluent. They can speak fluent French. So, I mean.
So I can whisper things in your ear if you want.
Oh, perfect. And I'll know them, kind of. Because I took French at a public school. So,
oh, okay.
I can't say.
Did you go to public school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Public. Oh, but I didn't do a French immersion program. Okay. I did French 1, 2, and 4. I skipped 3. Not because I was good. Because I wanted to take jazz band.
Oh.
To play the bass in jazz band.
Hey!
Guys, bridges are being built in this episode.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Not us all sharing one mic.
I also took French. I took 1, 2, 3, 4, and then AP. And then, but I don't know, I think the levels is very based on school, so it might differ. Like, yours probably means something else.
Did you go to school in Moco?
Ferris County.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I went to school in Harford County, which is by Pennsylvania. Oh, I can assure you, it is not up to the standards of Northern Virginia.
Well,
I can tell you that.
Back. I was like, oh, well.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay, so second question? Or are we supposed to?
Yes. And I'm going to play
a song from the Minecraft soundtrack.
Okay.
Because this song, Loki, has me thinking.
This is introspective. I feel like Minecraft is a very introspective game.
Wait, are we sure none of these work? Like, we're 100%. Can you turn on all the mics?
Yeah, I'll turn on all the mics.
No, the second mic is, like, crunchy.
Wait, the volume is down.
Oh.
Hello, bello. Hello?
I like
this one. Let's move this way to see this one. Hi. Hi. No, it's not this one. Okay, maybe three?
This one usually does work, right?
That's what I've... Yeah. You want to try three?
Yeah. Three is on.
Hi. Okay, that one is on. That one works. Can you hear me in it? Hello? It's showing up on the program monitor, so...
Okay, I don't know. It's hard because you're also talking.
Meow.
Meow. Okay. How do I turn up the sound on, like, the main? Wait, I can kind of hear... Okay, I kind of hear as if it's like that.
Here's this sound.
I don't know.
Okay.
How do
can
I turn
you hear
up
me better?
How do I turn up the sound on the main? Like, how do you turn up, like, the sound you can hear?
In the headphones or on the speaker?
On the speaker. Sorry.
But that doesn't cover... The voice is not in that.
How do I turn up, like, just the music in the background?
It won't while the mics are on.
Oh, it won't. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, not so. Me being a novice. This is what happens when Zoe Cadman's gone. So, my next question is, what are you guys scared of? And it can't be like, oh, I'm scared of tornadoes. That's a dig at myself. You can't say that.
Tornadoes. I watched The Wizard of Oz yesterday, though, so.
Are you scared of The Wizard of Oz?
Those mics are off.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not scared of The Wizard of Oz, but it was an interesting movie, and then there was Elphaba and Glinda, and I was like, oh, this is what Wicked is about. Oh, okay, anyway.
So what are you scared of?
Do you want to go first?
You can go first. I need to go. Oh, he was thinking.
Creepy people on the train. That's scary.
Ooh. Did you have a creepy person train experience recently?
Not recently, but last year.
Oh.
He, like, asked for money, and the train was, like, almost empty. And then he, like, went... I said, I don't have any money, because I literally didn't have cash. And then he started screaming and threatening.
Ah!
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get off at the next stop and change cars. But luckily, it was my friend, and he didn't follow, so that was fine. So
Eek.
I guess that's scary.
No, I would agree. That's also very scary.
Okay, wait. Testing. Test. Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay. I am scared of time moving too fast. And I feel like that happened this semester.
That happens in college in general, because I was looking back and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's what that just happened.
I know. I feel like high school took forever, and I didn't like high school at all. And I was like counting down the days, and it felt like it dragged on forever. And then, I don't know. Even the semesters of college that I didn't like the first year, it still went by really fast. And I don't know the difference between college and high school and the way time is moving. I don't understand. And in a year, we're going to be seniors, and it's going to be like, whoa. What are we doing now? Like, what are we supposed to... That's my greatest fear, is like in a year, and then I'm like, oh, did I do everything I wanted? Did I go to Beer Garden and get a hot dog? Did I go to Epley
Wait,
and
did
jump?
Did you ever do that?
No, I never did.
You've never been to Dog House?
No, I haven't.
Can we go?
Yeah, when are we going to get the hot dog?
I don't know, but I'm leaving for LA tomorrow, and I'm coming back.
What? Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's only for a few days, so I'm not coming back.
Oh, the song that's playing right now, it just changed from Wait by C418. It's now Esprit.wave by Esprit and George Clinton.
Wait, we can ask Ella.
Huh? Oh, yes. Ella, talk. Oh.
But you guys talk.
You guys talk, and I'm going to go outside to see how the sound balances in the lobby.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I just speak into this, right?
Yes. Yeah. Talk.
I'll watch them all.
Honestly, I don't think I'm scared of anything. I think...
Like, you know anything that's scary?
I think there are things that do scare me, but it's like on a situational basis. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
you don't have like a fear of something.
I don't have a fear of anything. It's like if a horse is charging at me and has gnarly teeth and stuff, I'm scared, but I wouldn't say I'm scared of horses. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like, I don't think anything... I don't have a fear of anything.
Yeah, so, and that's a good thing because... Yeah. I read this a long time ago that humans are only meant to be scared of heights and loud noises because this is like what our brain is engineered to be scared of, and so everything else that we're afraid of is like societally made. And so really,
yeah,
if I'm the most healthy person alive, my only fear should be heights or loud noises.
Or anything that like your brain senses as a potential threat. So like something charging at
you. Yeah, exactly. Some like predator. So
yeah.
I used to be scared of time moving too fast, but I feel like But then I think, like, when I'm really old and I'm on my deathbed, I'm gonna sort of be, you know, I will have lived long enough to not have that fear exactly. Like, I'll have feel fulfilled at that point. And so
yeah,
that doesn't scare me too much, death, at least.
Yeah, I also am the same way. Like, I used to dread the weekend ending, maybe like elementary school and middle school. And at some point in high school, and I think it's deep into college, just understanding that you need to just enjoy it while it's here.
Exactly. And
be aware of that, like, be cognizant that you might look back on this and wish you did more with it, so do more with it. But you can't, there's no reason to fear the end of the break, end of...
Exactly. It'll always come back around.
Yeah.
Right, hopefully.
I think also the fear of, like, time moving too fast can also paralyze you in some ways.
Exactly.
Because it's like, what do I do? Like, I need to make sure I make the most time. But if you just say, like, if you just think in the present and say, like, what do I want to do and what do I want to get out of this?
I think being future-oriented.
Yeah, be future-oriented in a way that still places emphasis on the present.
Yeah, but not too future-oriented to the point where you're just anxious.
Yeah,
yeah. Because being too future-oriented can be just as bad as being too past-oriented.
Someone on Instagram put this really well, actually. She was like, the way I think of it is, like, if I imagine yourself as an 80-year-old woman, man, whatever, and you think back to this day, like, what would you have, as an 80-year-old thinking back to this day, what would you have done differently?
I think about that, and that question really depresses me, because I'm like, dang, I'm like 20 years old and I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling, and like, an 80-year-old could do this too, and then it just makes me feel really guilty.
So that's why it's like, it puts like the ball in your court without it being like, you need to make the most of everything, like, you need to, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
So
just do the things that would make you yourself.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what this is. So I like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next question, please.
Oh, next question.
We have a question for you.
I'm gonna
ask the question that I suggested earlier.
Yes.
If you were a caveman or a cavewoman, would you be a hunter?
Oh, oh my god. I think I would be I'm gonna use this microphone because it sounds a bit cringy.
Here you go.
Do you wanna listen and let me know what you think?
If I was a cavewoman, I would be
Oh, yes. Oh, mm-hmm.
Continue.
I think I'd be a gatherer. I just don't know if I have the hunter spirit in me. I just feel like collecting fruits and nuts. I was so up my alley.
I feel I'm the same.
I don't really have a backbone that could allow me to, like, kill something. Not to be that liberal in the corner, but I just can't.
Okay, I realize why it's crunchy. Can you bring down mic 3 a bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're so
wait, now that's too low.
Yeah, that's if when I put it low, it was like
boyfriend. Okay, wait, a little bit lower.
Boyfriend, I'm
confused. Okay, all right. Yeah, it is just gonna be crunchy. Hi, if you're listening.
Okay, perfect. All right. So yeah, I'm a fruit and nut gatherer through and through. What about you, Ella?
I think I would also be a gatherer because sometimes I'm like in the wild and I'm like, yeah, I would love to pick these things up and bring them home. And I see an animal and I don't get the instinct to kill it.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I'm vegetarian, so I'd be like,
What I learned recently, I don't know if this is true or false, I just saw it on the internet somewhere, that that women can see more colors than men, and that was it was beneficial, like, when we were evolving, when we were cavewomen, because we could, like, pick out, like, the correct berries and the correct leaves, and pick the ones that weren't poisonous, and we'd have this, like, we'd be able to tell which ones are poisonous or not, because we would be able to process colors better than men who are out there hunting. Sorry, not to stereotype.
Right. Now I feel like I have a superpower.
You do. We do have superpowers.
Yay!
Boys, instead of being at war, shouldn't you be at the hunting?
Instead of fighting in wars, boys are now drinking matcha and listening to Claro.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that. Except I am that. So.
No.
Yes, I listen to Claro.
No, but you're Akash, you're my friend.
Yes. Okay, wait. Actually, I get a free pass because
you're Grace's friend.
Yeah, because Grace gave me a free pass. A woman gave me a free pass.
Yes.
You can pick berries with us.
Yes, I'm a berry picking boy. Boy who is going to berry pick.
Oh, the song that's playing right now for those who GAF is I've wasted so much time by Enjoy. Hopefully you guys can hear it. Usually my mom is the one to tell me if something sounds good or bad, but she's in the cafeteria.
Of what?
Of Fairfield University. My sister is moving out of school today.
Oh. Wait, they don't call it dining hall?
They don't. Cafeteria, which I think is...
Is it open all the time? If it's not, then the cafeteria, I feel like, makes sense.
I think so. I think it is. Honestly, I'm not really sure.
Over the summer, for some reason, they called all the cafes, or like restaurants where you could eat food at, on the work campuses, Cafe Max. And I'm like, what does that even
that's
mean?
That's so extra.
I don't
know. So extra.
So I'm going to be like, you want to go to Cafe Max? I'm just like, no.
Just call it cafe.
Yeah, just say the restaurant downstairs. Or
Le
just
Cafe.
Like, yeah, Le Cafe.
Le Cafe.
I think you're too far from the mic.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Judging by that.
There okay. We go. Okay.
Not I'm, me being the boy, not me mansplaining to you.
Not the boy with the Claro and the matcha and the handbag mansplaining.
Yes, I'm a man. Wait, hold on. Did you see my thing? I was like, yes, I am girly teen girl.
No.
I was like,
wait, girly teen girl like SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, I'm girly teen girl. Yes, I'm going to the summer party today.
Wait, while I log these songs, can you tell me why you like SpongeBob so much? And then you take the big mic so people can hear you. Because this is...
Okay.
Those who know Akash know he loves SpongeBob. And I want to know why. I want to get into the nitty gritty of why Akash likes SpongeBob.
Okay, so... Wait, this is too high. So, SpongeBob...
What's your IUID?
At least the first few seasons. After that, they started to lose a plot and they started like going all over the place. I think that's what SpongeBob's notoriety came from, was like the crazy stuff afterwards. It was very creative. They play a lot on niche ecosystem facts, because the creator is a marine biologist by trade, actually. And the jokes are adult, not necessarily like inappropriate, but like adult in the sense that it like riffs on like work culture and various societal things that kids shows oftentimes don't touch on. But it's kind of subversive, and I think that's why it has like such a weirdly adult audience fan base. Even when it launched, it did have that, so that's kind of there. And also their use of music is kind of interesting, because the first few seasons, they actually use stock music. So they use like stock Hawaiian classical music and stock like Irish chanties. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, I went on my first SpongeBob watching Bender this past weekend. No, 2 weekends ago now.
Yeah.
My first ever SpongeBob Bender. And it was awesome. Thanks, Akash.
I don't know how awesome it was for me. Because things happened and then I feel sick. And then I don't remember what I even watched, so. But I remember I got SpongeBob socks and Japanese cheesecake. Yum.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. But my birthday was like 2 weeks ago, so.
I know.
Oh, thank you. And then yeah, that's about it. Actually, I don't know what I was going to say after that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, and after... No, the song's playing. After the song, I'm going to go play some Weezer. So...
Oh, fishes.
I know. So, while I log on the Spinatron, I'm going to ask you guys one more question.
Okay.
What's one location that means a lot to you?
I'll let you go first.
I can share in the meantime.
Do you want me to bring
my... My favorite location, for those who GAF, is Cape May, New Jersey. And I don't really know why I like it so much. I think it's a coastal, beautiful coastal town vibe. But every summer holds a lot of significance for me, I think, because, you know, the semester's over, but I feel like things just get, like, emotionally better. I just become more relaxed, and I'm able to really appreciate the place that I'm in. And if it's not at home, it's usually at Cape May, because... I'm always like, can we please come? Because every year, it just brings out the best of me. And every time I'm there, I want to go back. So, Cape May, New Jersey is my favorite location. And they also have, oh my god, they have this place called Peace Pie. And it's like wafers with like pie filling inside and then with ice cream. And it is so good. And they have really good food. And it's so nice. That's my answer. Your turn.
So good, you guys. You guys, this is the best. What is it? You know,
this is the best peace pie ever.
Yeah, actually, that was kind of scary. Oh. Like, the DC influencer was like, you need to check out this new restaurant. There's nothing to
do. Oh, you did that really well. Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait, I can do the TikTok voice.
Oh, wait.
Do it.
Can do the TikTok voice.
Do it.
This new restaurant just opened in DuPont Circle, and it is the best one ever.
You get the pauses right, too.
I know. I don't know why I'm so
You're
good.
You're so AI. Like, they could take your voice.
You know what? They could. When they were making TikTok, they were like, God, Grace Hare, we need you. Grace. And I answered the call to service.
You know, the original Siri was a woman. They, like, recorded her saying a bunch of words, and the computer learned her voice and then tried to recreate
it. Is she not still a woman?
Well, I mean, like, Siri's based on, like, a real person, I guess is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, trained on a real woman. And so, like, many years ago when Siri first came out, which was, like, 2014, a really long time ago, she went on, like, Good Morning America or something and, like, did the voice perfect.
Whoa!
And I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Did she sue?
Well, they paid her. Like, they paid her to record and use her voice.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
So.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking about the original TikTok lady voice. Do you remember her?
Did she? Was hers ripped off?
Yeah, this was, like, 2021 or something. Wait, were you on TikTok before 2021?
Well, I've actually never been on TikTok.
Oh my God, you can do TikTok.
I'm only Instagram Reels, which is why when what's his name was coming? Dr. Umar.
Yeah, I was like, who is that?
Who is that? I don't know who he is, because I don't have TikTok.
Well, yeah, before 2021 or something, there was another TikTok lady voice, and she sued because they stole her voice, and they turned to the one that you did. So.
Yeah, and they trained off of me.
They did.
Yeah.
So, in response to your question,
oh yes,
not to give this type of answer again, but I don't become attached to like locations. I don't think. At least I try not to, just because it'll like hurt more if I have to leave. But a place that means a lot to me would probably be Manitoulin Island, Canada.
Ooh.
In Ontario, Canada, and there you go, right there in Lake Huron. Which a little fun fact, it's the biggest island on a lake in the world, Manitoulin Island, and there I have a little cabin that I go to almost every year that my great-grandfather built, and
wow.
So that place means a lot to me, even though it's a very, like, ragtag cabin, but yeah, it's in that area.
So on my Instagram, I get, like, fit checks, but Instagram doesn't understand the difference between fit checks and this. Like, this is not an outfit. I don't care about you getting ready for whatever. I'm not interested in seeing this. Oh. And the outfit is always just, like, a shirt with t-shirts. A shirt with, like, short shorts. And I'm like, you know what you're doing. This is not an outfit. Anyway, sorry. Like, hello? Oh, you're wearing a t-shirt with jeans? Okay, sorry.
Wait, okay.
It's just a thirst trap.
Like this.
Want to see these.
Yeah, like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But Instagram doesn't get the difference. So anyway, so that's
Instagram, do not show me a shirtless guy and say it's a fit. Don't even think about it, because I can't copy it. Another thing that I'm envious of with guys is that they get to go shirtless and play spike ball on the quad and drink beer and play beer pong at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Well, can you just do all that but just wear a sports bra?
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, well, if it makes you feel better, I don't go anywhere shirtless like that.
Well, then maybe you should be, like, you know, that doesn't make us feel better because you're a man and you're not even taking advantage of
it. Well, it's because Because it's something you even need to take advantage of. It's like, I don't know.
I can make my own.
Oh, right, yeah. Beer pong to me is gross because the ball itself falls on the floor so many times, and usually the floor is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like beer pong.
I also don't like beer. I don't like the taste.
Neither do I. I don't like alcohol in general.
I did have wine yesterday.
Oh.
Properly.
But you like the way wine tasted.
No, I do not like the way wine tasted. I was just offered it. I understand what wine drunk means now. And then I was like, I'm just sleepy and I want to go home. Like, it just made me really sleepy. And I was like, oh, this is unusual. This is something I've never experienced. Because I had quite a bit of wine, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I had to, like, force myself to drink it. I was like, I'm not bloody. It was, like, not sweet at all. It was, like, very fermented,
it's
very
never
aged,
sweet, is it?
Or whatever. I think it depends on the wine. Or, like, age. Or,
yeah. I think that the older, the better, though.
Yeah, whatever this was, it was not sweet, though. I don't know. It was just red, that's all I know.
It was just bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitter, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like wine either.
What happened to your mead, by the way?
Oh. So, I made mead over this past semester.
Oh.
And my mead's still in the fridge. I'm just not, like, a casual drinker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I don't just say, like, oh, I want a glass of mead with my poorly made chicken. Like, no.
Well, why don't you just drink it on a
lit crazy night?
Yeah, something like that.
I haven't had a lit crazy night in, like, a month.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, actually, no, that's a lie. I went with Zoe, but that was kind of a fever dream.
Oh, yeah.
I went with engineering friends.
That was the night that I bottled my mead.
Yes,
is that when you guys went out? Is that I bottled my mead, and then I was like, and then I fell asleep at 12.
And then I made salad as well, and I gave it to you guys.
Yeah, Kosh made a...
I don't know, leeky, greeky,
leeky, greeky.
I don't even know what it was like kale with roasted chickpeas and a bunch of random stuff in it.
Yeah, and it was really good, and it cut the bitterness of the kale, and it was delicious.
Yum.
It was so yummies. Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to play some Weezer, because it's Weezer freaking Wednesday. So, I'm going to play Time Flies off of Hurley.
Was I supposed to answer what place I like?
Yes, you were. Answer that.
What was the prompt again?
What location? What location do you feel tied to? Also, Ella, that was a great response. I really like
tied to. I don't know about tied to. Wait, I don't think I'm tied anywhere, because I moved a few times when I was little, so I don't know if I have that kind of relationship with places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you a place I'm fond of.
Oh yes.
San
Francisco.
Well, there was so on Reddit, someone was like, "There's a secret burrito place." And they aren't on anything, and this is how you get there. So I show up to this address, and it's in San Jose, near San Jose State University. I just take an Uber there. I'm like, it's just in the middle of houses, and then there's this auto body shop, and there's a huge line coming out of this auto body shop. In the parking lot of the auto body shop is this burrito truck, and I'm like, who even are these people, like, coming out of nowhere? Like, it's so dark everywhere. It's like literally 1 a.m. in the morning on a Wednesday, and there's like a huge line of people, and I'm like, they all look like college age, but it's summer, and I was like, what's going on? So anyway, I did stand in line, and I got the food, and it was yum. It was so good, but I don't know, I went back a few times, but it was just so interesting, like this random truck kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, wow, California really does have everything.
Do you want to move there?
It's expensive, so that's why I'm like not sure if I'd ever settle down fully, but I don't know. I'll have to think about it. It depends on where I get a job. I think that's what ultimately ends up happening.
Wow. Well, that was an amazing response from my two guests. I am going to go pivot too. Some ways are. So I will be back in 3 minutes and 46 seconds. Bye.
Hi there. We are back. And I, you know what? I have a question. Now that we're, I'm turning your mic on, Akash. Your squeaky, icky,
Hello. Sorry,
your squeaky, icky microphone.
Squeaky, icky, icky, icky.
Do you guys see yourself getting married? And if so, what are your requirements for a partner? Or not requirements, but what do you prefer in a partner? For those who want to answer.
I honestly don't know. And that's why I had a crisis yesterday. I don't know. And I think I need to find someone first who I feel like I can click with. Like, there are people I'm interested in, but they're not people I'd ever end up with, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. The stars aren't aligning, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then I went on a date yesterday, and I was like, actually, I don't need to rush this. I was like, this is like a really long philosophical thing, so I'm not going to get into it. But basically, I was like, I don't know. If someone I like comes up to me and is like, I like you back or something, then it's different. But I'm not going to chase it anymore. I tried doing that for 5 days. And then now I'm like, you know what? I don't actually want to do this. I'm going to just sit and let this happen as it happens. So the answer is no. I don't think I don't plan on it, but if it happens, it happens. Okay, now Andala.
I like how you're like, oh my god, that's so squeaky, and they're like, ah! Yeah, okay. Use this one.
I mean, I'd hope to get married one day, I guess. So maybe that's my answer. But for you asked what I look for in like a marriage partner. It's like, I guess it's kind of complicated because to me, I think, like intelligence is really important, but so like they can't be more stupid than me, but if they're smarter than me, then I start to feel threatened. So it's like, they have to like be in that like perfect area where they're not too dumb and they're not too smart, or else I'll feel threatened by that. But
someone who can challenge you and also recognize your strengths.
Yeah, exactly. Like someone who can like challenge me. Like, I guess, I don't know, creatively, whichever way. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. If it happens, it happens.
I like that, yeah.
What about you?
I am an extremely romantic person, I feel like. And I feel like this is gonna be cheesy. I was born to be someone's, like, wife or something. But the question of
you
who
said
is.
Wife or something?
Wife.
Okay.
To be someone's wife. I really want to marry someone, and I feel like, the song that's playing right now is When My Life Is Over by Bane's World. I don't know, I just feel like it'd be really easy, and I could just slip into the role very well, but like taking care of someone and being with someone forever. I just feel like that'd be really easy. Mm. But it's just a matter of like, if I find that person.
Yeah, then that's why I'm like, if it happens, it happens, otherwise whatever, because I'm actually fine being alone. I like single, and that's kind of a weird way to put it, alone. But I provide enough fulfillment myself, and I don't need to seek other people for it. And I do notice, like, some people, especially when we know one person, who's like, you might know her too. She's, like, actively hunting for, like, a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of, like, thinking, when you're in that kind of mindset, you're trying to find a piece of you that you don't have. But I kind of reject the theory or idea that you can't develop that yourself and feel fulfilled yourself. I don't think you should I don't think you have to rely on other people for that. Mm. So I do think people can make you feel more complete, but you should be able to complete yourself, if that makes sense. Like, you should be satisfied with yourself mm-hmm. as it is. And then that other next step for later. Because otherwise I feel like relationships can be born out of like self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
Like a desperate need for validation, which I think is also not good. So being confident in yourself and satisfied and fulfilled with yourself is, I think, better stuff.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I agree with that, but I also think the idea of meeting someone who's like your missing puzzle piece is also very romantic. But not in in a more building up way, not in necessarily I'm looking for a relationship and this is like what I can get, and this is like what's making me feel good in the moment. I think the idea of you know, finding someone who, like, makes you your best self isn't necessarily, you know, harmful. I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know enough.
You're good.
Yeah. I just don't. So what do you think is, like, if you guys want to answer this, what's, like, the most attractive thing in a friend or in someone that you, like, want to pursue romantically? Like, what attracts you to someone?
I feel like it's different for romantic versus friend, right?
Then what's the difference for you? Like, what's the...
Oh, I don't know. I just threw it. Hold on. I'd have to think about it. Who wants to go first? Not me.
I could go first.
Okay.
I feel like I'm really big on talking and communicating. Mm-hmm. And I think for a friend, being able to be honest and open, especially with, like, your interests, I feel like for me, to connect with someone and to really, like, have a really deep friendship, I want to be able to have grounds of connection with stuff that I'm really passionate about, and also be able to share it with someone else, like music or the same, like, TV shows or video games or honestly anything. I'd say I have like my finger in each, like, glass of water interest, if that makes sense. But I don't know, to find a friend that really, like, can share those and pursue things and also enjoy it, I don't know, that's, like, I think my requirement for a friend, but that's also really general. But for a person, if I'm, like, really attracted to someone, I think it's, like a laugh, like, laughing and smiling. Like, the ability to be really expressive, and I feel like being able to be loud and, like, express how you're feeling very freely is, I think, the biggest criteria, but also the biggest thing that attracts me to a person. That's my answer. Who wants to go next?
I can go, but do you want to go?
No, you can go.
Okay. Hello. Wait, is this loud enough? Testing.
Yeah.
Can you turn up? Is it fine on your end?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
Just talk a little louder if yeah.
Sure. So, for me, I do think, like, a baseline is having at least some common interest or something in common. And it doesn't even need to be anything significant. It could be like, oh, we... I don't know. There really has to be, like, almost nothing in common for me to become friends with someone. But I do notice, like, one thing is, like, it feels, like, bi-directional, or, like, I think bi-directional is a good word, where it's, like, you provide something for them, and they provide something for you, and you get something out of them, and they get something out of you, and it's, like, not in a sense that we're using each other networking or whatever, not in a corporate sense or, like, an economic sense that you extract value from it, but, like, I don't know. I also notice, like, you feel like they value in ways that are, like, small. I notice that, like, good friends do that. People who I probably could cut out of my life, or should, are people who don't always do that. And that manifests in small ways, so I don't know. But, yeah, in terms of romantic stuff, I don't know. I think the only thing I pick up on is confidence, and I find that I find myself attracted to that. But other than that, I don't know. I don't really... You'd be surprised who I have crushes on. They're like, all over. It's like, oh, this is a... Like, you need, like, a machine learning algorithm to find, like, the commonalities. I don't know. So, I don't know. I don't know if I have much to say about that. Besides maybe confidence with you. Okay. I keep forgetting.
I would definitely say what you said, Grace. Just, like, being able to laugh with someone and just being able to be silly, I think, is really big. You know, being able to be yourself. Like, not hanging out with someone, and this goes for friends and, you know, like, romantic partners, just never feeling like you're too weird, I guess. and then... Yeah, with just people in general, I like a little, like, healthy competition. I like a little, you know, not being bored, or, I don't know, just, like, I'm like Akash, like, you need a, like, a machine learning algorithm in my head to figure out how exactly I pick friends and stuff, so.
Wait, so, can you tell me a little bit about your families? Like, who you feel, like, the closest to in your family, and, like, if you have siblings. I don't know if I know, like, family lore about the two of you guys. So, whatever you guys want to share about your families.
Yeah, I'll say I have a sister and I have a brother. I'm the eldest. My sister's in high school right now, and I'd say we've definitely gotten closer over the past few years because she's almost 16. I think she's 15 now. So I'm 6 years older than her. And we used to fight all the time. I remember the moment she turned 5 years old, I was like 10 or 11, and like, oh my God, I hope she grows out of this phase where she's just constantly like whining and tattling, and I would like pray every day, like, I hope she goes back to being cute, and this didn't happen until she was like maybe 14 years old. But now we're good friends, and so when I go home, I talk to her and we hang out, and it's a lot easier now to hang out with her just because I see her as more so as like a human rather than as like, you know, little girl, little sister.
I hear you. Mm. Sorry, I saw POV of me being a whole beep adult who loves SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's you.
It's like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
Do you know how to say SpongeBob in French?
Bobble bon.
Bobble bon.
What about SpongeBob in Spanish?
I don't know.
Bob Esponja.
Bob Esponja.
Bob Esponja.
Okay.
Esponja.
Okay.
Not you looking up SpongeBob reels during doing introspective Weezer Wednesday.
Okay, sorry. I have a short attention.
Attention.
Okay. What was I saying?
Oh, your family, siblings, parents, like.
Oh, I know what I was gonna say. I'd say I'm close with my mom and my brother in different ways. I think that happens to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd say out of my parents, I'm closer to my mom, and I only have one sibling, so. So, I don't know.
Is he older or younger?
Younger. But I don't know
how I'd
characterize it.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know how I'd characterize it.
Yeah.
So, it's just like classic what you'd expect, I think. Mm-hmm. Round of the mail. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll give a little backstory. I have three sisters. I have two younger sisters. I don't know if they're listening.
And their social security numbers are.
Yes, and their social security, and their name is. And, Sarah said I'm not getting any sound. This is embarrassing. Let's just keep going.
Wait. How about now?
I don't know. She says I'm not getting any sound. You know what? Let's just roll with it.
What did she talk? Sorry, she probably shouldn't say that.
This is what happens when Noah's a week admin and then they built it and filmed it.
But the program. Wait, maybe I should move over so I can see the program.
Everything. Everything's working. So there's. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. I can hear myself on the microphone. Anyways. Yes, I have two younger sisters and I have one older sister. And my older sister lives in Ireland. And I feel close to them in all different ways, but also in the same way, too. And actually, before the radio show, I sent a reel to my sisters, and it says that an older sister's first child is actually their younger sister. And especially because my two younger sisters and I were so close in age, I remember them in such, like, a frozen amount of time. And sometimes it's crazy when, like, I look at them and I see photos of them and I, like, I realize, like, as you grow up, your sisters do too, and so do your parents, and, like, everyone else is also aging and experiencing things the same way you are. But it's just crazy how, like, we're just doing it on a different path now when we all used to go to the, you know, get the same lunchbox. We all were in the same outfits from Gymboree. We were, and then all of a sudden it's, like, 10 years have passed, and now we're at different schools and we're in different states, and it's, like, It's just crazy. And then I look at them and I'm like, you are not the same person that you were 5 years ago, which is like fair, like obviously. But it's even more like, I feel like exacerbated the fact that they feel like an extension of me in some way. And seeing them also grow up and change is good, but it's also kind of weird. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have bangs and a snaggle tooth and you don't.
What did you talk?
And you don't listen to My Little Pony. I don't know. You don't say whatever you want.
Well, it's the Awkwafina. It's like
Awkwafina, Awkwafina impression.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like Awkwafina's mom, and it's like something in Korean, and then
Awkwafina. Awkwafina Blackfoot Remover Cafe. But yeah, that's my experience with my family. And my older sister lives in Ireland, and I see her like twice a year.
Why does she live in Ireland?
She moved to Ireland because she met someone over there that she's in LOVE with, and they're getting married next summer. Mm. Yep.
Exciting.
And I was there for their engagement. I saw them get engaged. I saw him get down on one knee.
Wait, was that a restaurant or something?
In Singapore.
Oh.
Wow.
Right in front of like the flyer, and it was like.
So you take a video?
I do have a video. Oh. I have a video of him getting down on one knee and popping the question, and everyone clowns me and my family because, oh, yes. Okay, it's not that great of a video. But I was shaking the video. Like, yes, it's still a video and there's still pictures. Okay, yeah. So suck it up and deal with it. And yeah. It was a very special moment and I'm really happy I was able to witness it. But I know she's not on
photograph.
Here. Look at this photograph. Sorry. That's, oh, not you spoiling the next
song.
Oh. In wait, maybe I can play that at the very end.
Have you seen that Vine from like 2015 that's like, look at this graph?
Look at this graph! Yes.
Yeah.
You know that one Vine where they go like, a hurricane tortilla, I thought it was Hurricane Katrina, I thought more like Hurricane Tortilla.
Yeah, I remember that. There's also the potato one. That's what I remember the potato one.
A potato flew around my room before you came. Oh, yes.
Oh my god, Vines were like not that funny in hindsight.
I didn't feel like lose it.
I know. I was like, oh my god, this is the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, what?
See with Liza Koshy.
Oh my god. I never thought she was funny, but like, I can't believe that was in.
Dude, I thought she was funny. Did you watch her?
No, I used to be crying laughing watching her. Okay, listen, at the time, I think that was like peak humor. I don't think we were delusional. I think that, you know, the things that make us laugh now, in 10 years, we're going to look back and be like, that was not funny at all. So I think, honestly, I think at the time it was funny, and I think it's justifiable that we laughed.
But there is some comedy that ages well, and that's definitely not.
What do you think is a comedy that ages well?
I feel like Seinfeld is a classic example.
Okay.
Like the sitcom. Okay, some Family Guy clips I see. I'm like, oh wait, that's actually like
The Simpsons.
Oh, it's Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yes, The Simpsons.
SNL, a lot of the old stuff aged well, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of it was a little out of touch, but which is kind of inevitable with like older humor, but a lot of it aged well, I think, in a way that I don't think Vine it did. And I used to love Lele Pons. I was like, oh my god, she's so funny. But then at some point I just stopped having Vine and then this platform shut down. Yeah, so.
I remember I came back from elementary school and I was PO'd and I wanted to play Flappy Bird on my older sister's phone and she said no. And instead was watching Vines. And I'm like, and then I ate goldfish.
Oh.
Yes.
You know what? Sis, I'm going to eat my goldfish.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I'm a woman.
Yes, I love goldfish.
Yes, I love goldfish.
Yes, I eat goldfish every day. Yes, I...
Do you actually?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, no. I don't know why. I get really stressed out, and my aunt sent me individual goldfish packets. It's like the boxes you get for, like, a soccer game or something.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I love those.
Like, with the little pad, the
those
sacks.
Those taste really good.
Yes.
In the cartons.
Yes.
So good.
But I love the carton.
Yeah, they taste so much better.
I love the carton, too.
In the
carton.
Yeah.
I prefer whole grain goldfish, though.
Really?
Oh yes. My god, that's so healthy, like school lunch vibes.
It is goldfish because my mom would pack school whole grain goldfish, but then sometimes whole grain goldfish bread. Like bread that's whole grain in the shape of a goldfish.
Oh, was that something you could buy at the store?
Yes, I did not. I hated it. Oh my god, that tasted like cardboard.
I didn't like whole grain bread growing up. My mom would never let us get white bread. Only once in a while as a treat, she would like buy it.
Same, yeah.
But now I'm like, yum, wheat bread with some scrambled egg on top and some, you know what I mean? Like
the nuts on the edge. Yum. I would like, it's like a little treat, like after I'm done with my toast, you know, I'll be like a bird and I'll just pick up the sesame seeds and whatnot is on my plate.
Yeah, I love those like ancient grain breads, like the Egyptians used to eat this. Like,
wow, we're becoming more and more like our parents.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Another thing, my dad, like, growing up, my dad loved tuna. He preached tuna, like, to the ends of the earth. And I was like, I hate tuna. Tuna, and what did I do? Last month, I had my first ever can of tuna. I opened it, and I made a sandwich, and it was good. And I was talking about tuna sandwich so much that my friends were I want some tuna sandwich. So I made a tuna sandwich for Stefano, for Luke, for Yusuf, and for Anushka on, like, crunchy sourdough bread with arugula and chili crunch and onions. And they all loved it.
Yeah, so when you said, oh, I have a tuna salad picnic, I'm like, what?
Tuna salad.
All good.
I had a tuna salad picnic a few days ago for those who are interested. I make a mean tuna. So,
Tuna's like, it costs like $2 to make an entire awesome, delicious sandwich. So, if you guys want a tuna sandwich and you're listening right now, you should text me.
How? What does that mean? Like, you know in cartoons they'd say that? Like, what does that mean?
And how?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Shows, I feel like they'd be like, and how?
How? How would they?
I don't know. No, like, they just, like, say at the end of it.
I feel like I understand what you're referencing.
Yeah, like, they'd be like, we're going to do this, and the other, and how? Like, maybe, like, another character who, like, shouts that out at the end. I don't know.
This was how this happened in SpongeBob.
No, it didn't. But
I think it was, like, their version would be, like, period.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
And how?
Whoa. The transition from Vine to TikTok and how to period.
We need to have a SpongeBob party. Who wants to have that?
Me.
But I come back on the 14th. So.
Zoe's also a big fan of Bob L'Éponge.
Bob L'Éponge.
Yeah, we were both. Yeah, that day we watched it, she's like, oh my god, this is a reference. This is a reference to this and this. And I'm like, oh, what?
But honestly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. We have to get rolling out of here, guys.
Can I crash your dining hall thing?
Yes, okay, actually, yeah. I need to see when we're to the dining hall.
Like, can I come with?
Yes. Yay. Let me see when Zoe's coming, because Madame Cadman. Madame Cadman. What's late in French?
Tu parles en français maintenant? Ah, on est en...
You did not French.
I understand a bit of that.
Okay, am I doing an outro?
Yes.
Okay, au revoir tout le monde. Merci d'écouter. Je suis Ella avec Ras et Akash.
A tout à l'heure.
Bonne soirée. A tout à l'heure. Ok, you wanna say? Bob L'Éponge et le cœur. Emma Muff. Ok, that was really.
Écoutez. S'il vous plaît, écoutez. Weezer Wednesday. No, Weezer.
Mercredi.
Wednesday. I still have a bit of it left in me.
Le Weezer Wednesday.
Le Weezer.
Le mercredi de Weezer.
Yes! Well, we will see you next week for our last episode. No! And the next episode will be, okay, I'm going to be going now. We're running out of time.
Okay,
bye!
I'm a show in an hour.